The Big Trouble. This vision was received in 2007. I saw before me an enormous cresting wave. It was massive, like a tidal wave, full of destructive power. The Lord said to me, "A great and terrible time of trouble is about to encompass the whole earth. Many people are going to come to me during this time." Immediately following this wave of trouble was another huge wave, just as big as the first and also cresting. This was a wave of the Holy Spirit. As I looked at this second wave, I saw that it was going to be a wave of God's Spirit that would bring salvation, sanctification, comfort, and revelation to all those that turned to God. Although I was distressed to know that this big trouble was coming, I felt assured that God's Spirit was following behind it with His healing and delivering power. This was in itself a great comfort. I was immersed with this thought: Jesus is all we need, all that we truly have in this world. Instead of feeling frightened, I felt eager to see the Lord's Spirit at work and blessed to be living in such a time as this on the earth. Then the Lord began to give me instruction. We were to live in Him in a totally undivided way, in complete consecration. There was no time to waste. All distractions must be put aside. Everything that entangled and everything that diverted us from the will of the Lord must be cut off. This word was urgent. There was no time to delay. Our houses, our lives, must be built solidly on the rock, which was Christ. The first wave was signifying that a great storm was on its way. Batten down the hatches, secure the foundation, close all the windows, and be prepared. But how can we prepare, Lord? I asked. Be filled with my word, said the Lord, and be filled with my Holy Spirit. I knew what he meant. He wanted us to be completely sanctified to him in every way and to live continually under his sovereignty. This is how we would be able to endure in the midst of the big trouble. Here is the perseverance of the saints who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. Revelation 14:12. The Lord's people do not need to fear. Through Christ's death on the cross, God has made his people completely capable of remaining faithful to him during this time. The strength of men will fail, and all that depend on their own strength will perish. But the people who know their God will display strength and take action. Daniel 11:32. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, 22 through 24. www.christcrucified.info